Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we are back with more Pale Carnations, so let's get started. Veronica's piercing green eyes, though staring up at mine, seemed to be transfixed elsewhere like a daydream. She was staring straight through me. Understandably, she seemed sullen, sad, out of it. You alright? That was some pretty nasty stuff back there. I told you I'd clean myself off, but if you're not going to let me do that, you can at least stop talking and hurry up. She deflected my concern. Why? Are you in such a rush to get back? No, you have a point. I should use this time to collect myself. For the life of me, I couldn't properly understand her level of mental fortitude or where her determination came from. What she had just willingly subjected herself to was so utterly repulsive, yet she soldiered on, fighting for only a chance to save her business. It wasn't even a guarantee, after all. This was effectively an audition to endure even more horrific games in the future. How could she do it? Part of me wanted to understand the type of crazy that could do that could buy wholesale into this brand of lunacy. Then again, isn't that what I'm doing too? There's got to be a better way to make money, right? Without thinking about it, I let the question on my mind slip casually out. I expected her to ignore my question, but after sizing me up for a moment, she actually answered. Good. Fast. Easy. Huh? Good. Fast and easy. You can only pick two, and I'm past good and easy. I'm not following. This is the good and fast solution to my problem. Good? This is the good in your book? It's good, because all I have to do is put up with one shitty month, and after I win, I'll be able to buy some time and get my creditors off my back without digging myself deeper in the hole. It's the most direct, effective solution. That's a utilitarian way of looking at it. Is this woman a robot?
I am a Terminator.
No, she's just hiding at will. I can tell by the exhausted look on her face that the punishment game took a toll on her. I mean, how could it not? Honestly, I'm stuck between admiring her mental fortitude and thinking she's an absolute moron. At any rate, she isn't asking for my opinion, so I should just keep it to myself. All done. Guess it's time to finish the night. It was slight, but she finally let a hint of dread creep into her words, perhaps imagining the worst for what's to come. I reassuringly put my hand on her shoulder, or leave it alone. Do that. By reflex, I lent the stiff-lipped woman an empathetic hand. As soon as my palm made contact with the Amazon's warm flesh, I knew I had fucked up. The muscles in her shoulder went instantaneously rigid with tension, and her eyes zeroed in on mine with a hawk-like intensity. The shit-vacating look she was giving me immediately sent my mind searching for a plausible excuse to explain what was clearly an idiotic, aberrant display of affection that crossed the line of common decency. Surely this is the result of a neurological defect that causes my body to spasm beyond my control? A fever has burned away all impulse control in my brain? There was a spider? Don't worry, you've got this. I believe in you. Unfortunately, the first thing that popped into my head were trite, overwrought words of encouragement more fitting for a rec league baseball game than a deranged underground sex club.
Oh my! Oh man! You're such a fucking dork! What do you think this is, a sports movie? She continued on belly laughing for an insultingly long time, so long that I was beginning to think she might asphyxiate from the lack of air getting into her lungs. Finally, her owls died down to mere chortles and finally into snickers. It was a drawn-out self-esteem melting process. Oh man, thanks. I needed a laugh. Glad to be of help.
Having inadvertently played the role of the clown, we set off back to the exhibition hall where the third game awaited Veronica. Back at the exhibition hall, August and Hannah had joined us. The distinguished-looking man was quick to spot me, coolly
Coley wagging his hand in salutation. The pair of them looked fairly chummy. The focus of the game, carnal skill. For this game, you'll each pick a partner. Since I'm so nice, it can be anyone you want in this room. No one here has a problem with that, right? And then here comes the egg salad. The 3-day old egg salad. Eww. Ha ha, hell no. Of course not. Ha. None at all, Miss Pullman. I'd be happy to help. Sorry, my back isn't quite what it used to be. I'll sit this one out. Ah, you old farts don't have a chance of being picked with two young studs like us here. I'm part of this now, so no sense in pretending otherwise. What he said. There you have it. You girls can pick anyone but Augie. His back. And I totally get it. I know what it's like to have a bad back. When I get to his age, God willing, my back will probably be like that too. Oh, I'm sorry, my back can no longer handle such games. I'm down to Pac-Man. Just Pac-Man, and that's about it. The games these kids play with the holograms and the virtual reality, like these old bones, they can't do it anymore, I say. Your task is a simple one. Make your partner come as many times as you can without a 10-minute limit. Within a 10-minute limit, not without a 10-minute limit. We have to have the 10-minute limit. Otherwise, they'll just come forever. They'll be coming and coming and coming and coming. It's a lot of coming. Once the time starts, how you achieve that is up to you. You're in the driver's seat. All we need now is to find out who's first. Miss Pullman tossed the ancient-looking coin, and it does look ancient, into the air with a practiced motion, its golden surface catching the light as it traced a graceful arc through the air. Miss Lynch, heads or tails? Tails. Heads. Looks like Miss Long gets to pick who goes first. What'll it be, dear? Lucy took a moment to think about it, as if there was a delicate strategy to this asinine circus to consider. I'll go first. Best to get it over with. Ah, how blasé can you get? Fine, Miss Long will go first. Who do you pick as your partner? Again, the raven-haired educator considered her options, her eyes methodically panning across the room. Past Dr. Chuck and her duplicitous co-worker. Past Simpson. Her neck craned all the way past center stage and settled on where Ian and I stood. Ian. She's gonna pick one of us. I'll pick him. A smug grin crossed my childhood friend's face as if this was the natural course. Heh, not a bad choice if I say so myself, but tell us what thought went into your decision. He's the most attractive man here. Oh, great, as if he needed to hear that. Dr. Chuck had a point. After hearing that, the words went straight to his head. Ian was practically giddy. You like them young, huh? Ian, step up. Yes, ma'am. Miss Pullman retrieved a set of handcuffs from offstage and brandished them for the room to see. What are those for? To bind your hands. She needs to be the one leading, and you're not capable of taking a passive role, are you? You make it sound like I don't have any self-control. And do you? Don't blame the lad. My sister and her husband spoiled him rotten growing up. Okay, yeah, I get it. After getting Ian to undress, Miss Pullman fastened his wrists behind his back and then quickly strolled off the stage. Ready, set, go! So, cutie, how do you want to play? Not wasting any time, the schoolteacher quickly sprang into action, hastily slipping behind Ian and knocking into him with full abandon. Ian, caught off guard in surprise, tumbled into the invitingly warm embrace of the silky red bedspread. Sir, you're about to get fucked. Gah! But, you could have just told me to climb onto the bed, you know. Ignoring my toppled friend's grievance, Lucy wordlessly positioned herself above his naked hips. Her eyes displayed the character of a woman on a mission, unflappable and fiercely determined not to let anything stand in her way of winning. Cold, haven't you ever heard you catch more flies with honey? Slow down and let me get into it. Sorry, but there's no time for that. You can come like this, right? It's a simple physiological response. It's not rocket science. All I need to do is stimulate your member, and then your body will send a signal to your nervous system that it's time to pop. She's not wrong, folks. She's not wrong. Besides, who are you kidding? Look how hard you are already in my hand. Considering how tight-lipped she'd been, I was surprised at how comfortably Lucy took the lead for the final game. I guess she likes being on top. I absentmindedly voiced my curiosity aloud. Maybe she's just the type that can throw herself into her work? That's my read, at least. The old man across the aisle acknowledged my offhanded comment by sharing an observation of his own, doling out wisdom built from his years of what exactly? If you don't mind me asking, how long have you been doing this? Doing what, Turner? How should I put it? How long have you been a pimp? I tried to find the most precise words to clarify. This. I didn't do too well. This? Oh, you mean the skin trade. Well, let's see. I'm 63 now, so that means I made pornography for a little over 2.5 decades before I started managing this place a little less than 5 years ago? Has it really been that long? Well, August took survey of his life. His companion next to him used the opening to chime in with an observation of her own. You're not disappointed she picked that monkey brain idiot over you, are you, new guy? Disappointed that I avoided stripping down and getting handcuffed in front of a room full of men? Yeah, I think my feelings and I will manage. Shh, come on, where's your pride as a man? If I was swinging a dick, I wouldn't want to lose to that dick. I wasn't aware I was competing. Don't pay her any mind, Turner. Hannah just likes to get under people's skin. She's like a child. Now that's a man. Don't pay her any mind. She's just being a bit of a bitch. Back on the stage, a little over a minute and a half had passed since Lucy's boisterous kickoff. And that time, in the face of Ian's grumbling, she had maintained a steady, speedy, unyielding pace, driving her palm up and down the length of Ian's swollen member in a fastidious fashion. Gah! Stop milking me like an animal and do something sexy, you bitch! Your cock doesn't seem to mind. It's twitching in my hand. Without slowing down, Lucy brought her free hand to Ian's scrotum. Well, he's really gonna get a workout now. Press on them balls! Fap, fap, fap. Come on, come on! Just give it up, will ya? Hurry up, dammit! Fap, fap, fap. The ticking clock was clearly at the forefront of her mind. She had to make Ian come fast as many times as possible before it reached zero. She cupped the Playboy's ball sack in her hand, deftly rolling them around in the palm, cradling and teasing them. Flap, flap, flap! It was like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, one hand tenderly delivering delicate ministrations from below, while the other furiously rubbed my friend's meat pole raw. Flap, flap, flap! However, the stark incongruity actually seemed to be working. From the audience, I could see Ian's toes begin to curl, and his body send shiver after shiver in response to the stimulus. There's a reason why our toes curl. They say that it actually comes back from the ancient times, like from our primate ancestors. Because basically, that was so you held on to the tree. Oh yeah, that's what scientists have discovered. If you were fucking on the tree, that's how you didn't fall off the tree. It was a response, primordial response of attaching to the tree. Looks like you enjoy being tied up, Ian. I never would have guessed it. You make a good-looking bottom. Miss Pullman called out from the side, seizing the opportunity to give my normally slick-as-oil friend a not-so-friendly ribbing. I can't help it! Her hand is a fucking vice! By now, the callous resistance-laden skin-on-skin rubbing had turned into a smooth, frictionless slide as Ian's dick hole spouted pre-cum and became lathered in its own juices. The Playboy's cockflesh was practically glistening under the exhibition hall's lighting, producing a sickly squelching noise in tandem with Lucy's relentless undulation. Schlick, schlick, schlick.
Bah, ha, ha! He's wetting himself like a girl!
Boy, I'm making Samson sound like Samson. My poor friend wasn't exempt from teasing from this side of the room either, it seemed. Slick, slick, slick. Gosh, shit, you're way too good at this, even better than some of the girls here. Before he could finish choking the words out, Ian reached his climax, letting out a guttural moan as thick ropes of semen erupted from his tip like a spurting geyser. Fuck, yeah! Heaps, reams of cum. Strand after strand of gooey man gunk arched through the air, splattering Lucy's hand and chest and staining the bed a viscous white. It was actually kind of extraordinary. Impressive. It seemed Kathleen thought so as well. Still on the clock, Lucy didn't give Ian any time to catch his breath or bask in post-orgasmic bliss. Without missing a beat, she raised her body, letting her broad hips precariously dangle over the Playboy's slimy, still oozing member. Sorry, no time to stop. Gah! In a single fluid motion, she brought herself straight down in Ian's rod, stuffing herself with cock meat, with no concern for either of their comfort. You're using more than just your hand? You should have started with this. Well, you'll need something more enticing to come a second time so soon, right? In lieu of waiting for a proper response from the Playboy, Lucy began to rhythmically sway her hips, building into a gentle, pleasant pace. So sorry for treating you so rough earlier. We don't have much time. No, I understand. Good, just lie back and enjoy this, okay? Lucy adopted a saccharine approach. First yawn of the night, guys. I apologize. It is 3:15 in the morning. Give me a break. Lucy adopted a saccharine approach, softly cooing words of empathy, signaling to her partner that the second time around would be more enjoyable. Like I have a chance but to lay here. A choice, rather, but to lay here. Following my childhood friend's glib observation, Lucy slid herself back up the length of Ian's cock, tantalizingly unsheathing herself inch by inch at a deliberate pace. The teasing ascent produced the effect the schoolteacher was looking for. The Playboy's oversensitive dick post-coming found the cool open air itself stimulating. The achingly slow climb was followed by a quick but measured descent. Once more, she ungloved herself from Ian's cock, only to quickly swallow it whole again a moment later. Or not a moment later, you know. It was like this. Lucy began to build a rhythm, the school teacher bouncing up and down, riding the Playboy's meat stick while Ian could only lie there like a slab of meat.
Your beef, sir!
Ha! You ride your husband like that, or just the men you pick up in bars? I've never cheated on my husband, she said flatly to Miss Pullman's cruel chiding, trying her best to keep focus. Is that so? Could have fooled me. You look like a natural. How much time do I have left? You have a little less than 5 minutes remaining, dear. Sorry, I tapped that a little bit. Probably made some noise. I wonder if you'll make it. Though he's young, Killian has a lot of experience. The fact that you made him come once in the first 5 minutes is incredible, but I'd be very surprised if you manage another one with the time remaining. Don't let her get to you, Luce. Just focus on me, okay? If you keep this up, I'll have another load for you in no time. You can win this thing. In his own twisted way, Ian offered his partner reassurance. Right! Spurred by the Playboy's encouragement, Lucy doubled her efforts. She picked herself up and repeatedly speared herself back down on her partner's engorged sex, each cycle marked by the thunderous clap of flesh on flesh. Up and down, up and down. Every time she'd go back up, Ian's cock would come perilously close to slipping out, only to be tightly engulfed once more in a flash. Ah! Ah! This carried on for a minute, until the schoolteacher's breath became visibly ragged and sweet sounds began to escape her lips. You're getting into it, eh? Glad I'm not the only one having fun. God, how could I not? I still have that drug from earlier in my system. Don't try to weasel out of responsibility for what you're feeling. I am not. It's just the truth. It's been over an hour since the first game, meaning it's out of your system by now. This is all you. You're enjoying this. What? No. I'm doing this to get my son in the sane eyes. Maybe, but you're also enjoying this. There's nothing wrong with that. Just be true to who you are. Killian began an offensive of his own, wearing down at the educator's mind with his words, trying to get her openly admit her role in this filth. Who I am? As if on cue, like this was a normal routine for the pair, Miss Pullman interjected. You're a whore for money, creaming yourself on the dick of someone other than your husband. What else would you call this? Well, why am I feeling this wrong way? How could I know? You like having sex while being watched? Maybe you like being in control of a handsome young man. You're the fucked up one here, not me. Only you can answer that, but I do know one thing. You're getting off on something about this. No! You have just over 3 minutes to make him come once more, dear. Seeing the clock was enough for the educator to push the self-doubt out of her head and to refocus on the task at hand. We're running out of time. Please, hurry up and come. Forget about the clock. I told you to just focus on me, remember? You are sure enjoying the show, aren't you, Isaac? That's right. That's the best, watching that arrogant woman get dragged into the mud. You did it. I'm going to explode. Hearing my friend's declaration, Lucy frantically slipped the Playboy's to message. I like that word. Pulsating member out of her slit, letting it point freely into the air, and then... Once more, Ian ejaculated, splattering the pale skin of Lucy's back with his baby batter. Though not quite as much as his first go-around, it was still a gob-smackingly stupid amount. Gob-smackingly stupid! Like, seriously, what the hell? Is it something he eats? Holy shit, coming back-to-back like that takes it out of you. Do you think you can go again? What's the time? Afraid time's up, but you managed to make your partner come twice. It's a pretty good number for such a short time. You should be proud. Yeah, proud. I'm not sure that's the word for it. You did good picking me. I'm not even sure if these old geezers can even get it up. You got this in the bag, Luce. After Lucy and Ian shuffled off the stage, it was now Veronica's turn to choose her partner. The glint of apprehension I caught earlier in the night was nowhere to be found, not in the outlines of her face or through the language of her towering body. Who shall it be, Miss Lynch? Take your pick. You said I may pick anyone, right? That's right. Pick whoever you want. Pick whoever you feel you're most comfortable with. Excellent. Then I've made my decision. Well, spit it out. I pick you. Oh, you weren't expecting that one. We got a new one for you. This bitch just done gone and picked her. A moment of stillness fell over the room, Kathleen's face wearing a load of baffled amusement until Dr. Chuck's hearty laugh cut through the silence. You set yourself up for that, cat! The rest of the room followed suit, Samson matching Dr. Chuck's riotous laugh with his own, and even Isaac gave a hearty chuckle at the development. Well, this sure is a first. August was smiling ear to ear, and even Hannah, who I'd noticed had been doing her best to look disinterested, had a captivated gleam in her eyes. Now she's interested, for sure. You can't be serious. Obviously, I'm not included in the options. You told me I could pick anyone. Those are your words. Am I wrong? Then I pick you, Miss Pullman. You should know I didn't mean me. Come on, Cat. Fair is fair. You did say she could pick anyone. Didn't you say a couple of years ago that this club is nothing if we're not true to our word? You know damn well that was in a different context, but... Ah, what the hell? If Miss Lynch wants to stake her participation in the summer exhibition on this gambit, then far be it from me to deny her. What? This isn't fair. It's not the same as with a man. How are we supposed to count how many times you orgasm? Oh, you'll know. Veronica interjected confidently. Neither of you have to worry. I'm an honest woman. If Miss Lynch somehow manages to make me come, I won't try to hide it. I'll let you know in advance. I've got no interest in women physically. I probably won't feel a thing. This is foolish. Oh, we'll see about that. Alright, guys. Seems like a good spot to stop it, though. Like, really it does. We're a little early, I think, but we kind of went over with Bear Witness a little bit. So, don't worry, guys. This is the perfect place to start the debauchery, which is going to be a... Alright, so... Let me just go ahead and tell you what's going down if you didn't watch the show, because some of you guys don't. This is Halloween Horror Month. Halloween Horror Month is when we take all the fucked up shit that I have, the craziest shit, the most fucked up shit, and we put it all in one month. Will we do some palate cleansers? Maybe, if we get some super ultra rough stuff. But imagine an entire how many weeks in October? 5 weeks, guys, of Dark Week. 5 weeks of Dark Week. It's gonna get crazy. And we're not doing, we're gonna be doing this still, don't worry. This is definitely, like, this is gonna be doing rounds with Great Deceiver. It's going down, guys, it's going down. We've got Nope Nurses. We've got Gore Screaming Show, and might even get to the crazy shit on that one at this point. We've got stuff that I haven't even looked at yet. We can just put it in. Why not? Let's just go hardcore with everything. An entire fucking month of straight degeneracy, debauchery, and craziness. Let's do it. I also said I would do more of Dollhouse. I can't think of the name right now. Hikari Nosora, something like that. It's got a lot of gore in it. We might do that one as well. That's what we will do. I said we would. So, there's a lot of stuff coming up. And it is perfect time for these two to go at it amidst all that debauchery. Just wait, guys. It all starts on Tuesday. Tuesday, it's gonna be, oh my god. So, Tuesday's content will be the last of the September content. We're not doing anything there. But, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, all that forward. Halloween shit. It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be fucking crazy. Just letting you guys know, so get ready. All right, so at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Pale Carnations. Get yourself ready. It's going to be Dark Week. You're going to see a lot of NSFWs, a lot of NSFLs, a lot of NSFLs. Just get ready for a lot of reds. Like, if BitChute comes to me and they're like, okay, so this is Dark Week. In Dark Week, we have a lot of NSFL. Just preparing you ahead of time. And, of course, we have to do that on BitChute. That's just, you know, I want to make sure everything's a buck with everybody. I just want to make sure it's all good. So, a lot of NSFW, a lot of NSFL. It's going to be straight red for some of these. Just straight red weeks of red videos, you know. Because, you know, yellow is NSFL, NSFW, and NSFL, rather, is red. It'll say this content 18 plus, you know, you get it. Hardcore. So get ready, guys. It's coming. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on... Oh, by the way, there also will be some, Fatal 12, which I think I want to try to end Fatal 12 also. So that might be our little palate cleanser. Because it's dark, but not too dark. You know what I mean. Alright, so I'm out. See you next time, guys. Things are about to get spooky, and you know what I mean by spooky when it comes to hentai games.